Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
This is an incredible scene. The place is going wild.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I always figure for a nice guy, you never cause me no trouble.
Pedro Fernandez.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And today, we're talking MMA royalty, and this, the MMA Hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Uriah Faber will be here. The best, the greatest, who can I say it? The man, Dave Meltzer. When it comes to writing about MMA, nobody is more prolific than Dave Meltzer. Dave Meltzer will be here in just a few minutes. We're talking UFC. We're talking Evicta. We're talking Bellator. He is the genius when it comes to the world of mixed martial arts. And Dave Meltzer will be here at about 20 minutes past the hour. So Dave Meltzer, Uriah Faber, good guest this morning. Want to join us on the toll-free listener line? You can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We got the Twitter thing going. I'm not all that hip on it, but we got it going on. Twitter.com. Using the hash mark Ring Talk. Of course, we are just hours away from the Ultimate Fighter finale, which is a season 17, the longest running reality show in history. As far as any, I mean, Brazil's had shows, but nobody's lasted 17 seasons. But guess what? The Ultimate Fighter has. Uriah Faber, 27-6. The California Kid, Sacramento, California, 135 pounds, taking on Scotty Jorgensen. Jorgensen coming in at 16, take that back, 14-6. Uriah's got 2 inches in height there. Looking for Uriah to win that. Talking with Uriah about 38, 40 minutes past the hour. This is the Godfather of Soul, James Brown, telling you, you are listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, where we kick it, you know, 24-7. Check out the website, ringtalk.com.
Got to get back. I need some get back.
Game Golf is revolutionizing golf, and now you can be a part of it at GameGolf.com. If you've heard about crowdfunding and wanted to get involved in all of the excitement around creative, groundbreaking companies, now you have the perfect opportunity with GameGolf.com. Game Golf lets you quickly and easily measure every aspect of your actual round. Go to GameGolf.com today to discover golf's newest and most innovative interactive technology. With Game Golf, you can track all of your shots and connect with your friends from around the corner to around the world. See your game, share your game, compare your game, and compete like never before. Graham McDowell and Lee Westwood are both early adopters, and you can be too. It's more than a great new product. It's a chance to be a part of something that will change the way golf is played. Go to GameGolf.com today and join golf's global revolution. You can see all of the perks that help make crowdfunding the most fun you'll have away from the links. Check out GameGolf.com today. Know your game. GameGolf.com.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
I'm not saying that Asian people look alike, but you know what's got to be the easiest job in the world? Has got to be one of those police sketch artists in Hong Kong. I mean, come on. No matter who you decide to draw.
That the guy.
Of course that's the guy. He's 5'1", he's got a haircut like Mo, and he's Chinese. What have we narrowed it down to? 1 billion people? We should find him by sunset.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You ask me how well that he fight, I don't know, but I can tell you one thing, he punch good.
Little sound there from the Cowboys. God, bring me way, way back. I was only a baby then. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts this hour. Of course, we are 2 hours on Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The first hour is about boxing. The second hour is about MMA, and that's what we're talking about right now, the world of mixed martial arts. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. We'll have the, as I said, the most prolific writer in the history of the sport, the history of the business, the history of MMA. I'm talking about Dave Meltzer in just a couple of minutes on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free, stack up the lines right now, reserve your spot. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Dave Meltzer will be here in just a couple of minutes. That man can answer any question in the world of mixed martial arts. I think I stumped him one time, and he came back to me a few days later and said, I got the answer. So he is a genius. When I say he really is a genius, he truly is. Of course, we will talk with him about Fallon Fox. Who's Fallon Fox? She was the female MMA fighter that Matt Bitrone got in all kinds of trouble over this past week, week and a half. Of course, Matt Bitrone, the UFC heavyweight, said some disgusting things about Fallon Fox. Fallon Fox was born a man. She changed sexes, had a transgender operation. Now she is a female, and she's taking female hormones. But I'm not of the opinion that her fighting females is fair. And I don't know where Matrone was coming from, but he went nuts, and the UFC has suspended him, which is politically correct and all that kind of good stuff. But I'm telling you like this. I've talked with a number of gay people. I've talked with men. I've talked with women. I even talked with a couple of transgender folks, okay? And they all have the opinion that somebody changing from female to male should not be able to fight females, period. And guess who joins that? Renee Richards. Who is she? She was born Richard Raskin back in 1934. She was the first transgender athlete. She really was. She was a man. I think she was like a doctor. And she had this sex change operation in the early 1970s. So she came back as a female tennis player. And she was allowed to play professional female tennis. But in her 40s, she was old. She was slow. You know, so she just didn't have it. So it wasn't a big thing. Besides, tennis is not quite like boxing or MMA. You're not trying to hurt somebody. You're not trying to kill somebody. You're not using the natural hormones, the testosterone that men have when they're born. You can't tell me that she's taking, or Fallon Fox, he's taking, whatever. You can't tell me that Fallon, double F, has taken enough estrogen or female drugs that she's not a man anymore. I just don't think that's, I think that's beyond question. I mean, if you're an athlete, I went around to gyms. I asked this of several people. I went to different walks of life. I went to the transgender community. I went to the gay community. Yes, I live here in San Francisco, so I know what I'm talking about. I went to boxers. I went to MMA fighters. I went to athletes. I went to squares. I can't find one person that thinks a female, that used to be a male can fight females. They just don't think it. It's unheard of. I think it's wrong. I think the Florida State Athletic Commission, although they are trying to be politically correct, and I'm all for being politically correct when it comes to transgender people, because I know people that have just been born the wrong sex, and it just happens. And if you want to change, guess what? It's there. You can do it. God bless you. You know, we're all about happiness for everybody. You know, that's what this country is supposed to be and the world is supposed to be, just being happy. Who cares what you are? Whatever you are, you're happy, okay? But Fallon Fox, she's happy as a female, and I'm cool with that. I'm down with that, okay? No question about it. Fallon, you can come on the show and debate me if you want, okay? But having her fight females in MMA offense is not fair. A couple of the, I think both the opponents she has faced thus far, I think she's taken on somebody named Aliana Jones, I believe, in her next fight. And I think it's late April. But Fallon Fox has been allowed to fight as a male in Florida. Now, I don't think it's legal. I don't think it's right. I don't think it's just. I think somebody's going to get hurt. I really do. This is not tennis. This is not Renee Richards. Okay? It isn't. This is combat sports. This is trying to hurt somebody. This is a hurting business. And you've got men, essentially men, beating on women. Hormones, I don't care. It just doesn't work. It really doesn't. And as I said, I polled close to 100 people on this because I wanted to get a broad range of opinions. I asked people on the East Coast. I mean, I was talking to them about my other business endeavors. And then I would ask them, do you think it's fair for a man who has a sex change operation to fight as a female against other females? And they said no. Nobody said yes. Not one person said yes. Fallon Fox, she says it poses no unfair advantage to her. Fallon, you're full of it. That's all there is to it. Bottom line is, Matt Patron was wrong, but I think as far as Fallon Fox fighting women is concerned, I think that's wrong as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. Guess who's up next? The genius in the house, folks. Open phone lines for Dave Meltzer. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We are hours away from the Ultimate Fighter Finale, Season 17, live from Las Vegas on FX Cable. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Make sure you keep him with you. Don't let nobody take care of your business better than you do. Do what it wants, give him what it wants. Respect will come to you. And you can hold your man. Hold your man. Hold your man.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $180,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-272-3480 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-272-3480. 877-272-3480.
If you or someone you love suffers from alcohol or drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We're the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accept PPO private insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral line today at 888-323-8561. The call is free, 888-323-8561. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
Same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
The darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super.
My next guest is the Superfly of MMA Writers Worldwide, folks. He's the most prolific face as far as writing and radio and television, all that kind of good stuff. He is, of course, the great Dave Meltzer of the Silicon Valley. Dave, how are you, man?
Good. How you doing, Pedro?
Pretty good. How's the Wrestling Observer Newsletter going?
Going great.
Okay, I pitched a bitch on the radio about the United States Postal Service jamming you a little bit, making you put the newsletter in an envelope. What's the story on that, Dave?
Hey, man, I just put one day I mailed it out, and they just said, you can't do this anymore. And I go, what? And they go, it's got to have an envelope. And it's like, oh, man, they've raised my prices so many times over the years, and you know what I mean? It's like every couple of months or something else, they change the regulations.
But, Dave, listen, do you know who that hurts besides you financially? Do you know who that really hurts? The mailman who tried to read the cover of the one page of the
wrestling. I know. All those people used to tell me about how their mailman used to like read the back pages and everything like that. And now it's like they can't do it anymore.
Yeah, unless they got those X-ray eyes. So life's treating you okay?
Yeah, everything's good. Just like last week was too busy. Like too many shows in 1 week. Okay. Can't do that. But now this week's a lot. This week there's nothing much going on, so it's a lot easier.
Oh, we've got the Ultimate Fighter tonight. Of course, Uriah Faber, the California Kid, 27-6, and Scotty Jorgensen, 14-6. Scotty's got a lot of tattoos, and he's going to get tattooed. I think. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, I think Faber's too quick for him. Wrestling wise, they're pretty equal. Jorgensen's got some power punching. Faber has some too. Submission-wise, I think Faber's got a little bit of an edge, but I just think the speed edge is going to give Faber the decision. But it's going to be a fast-paced 25-minute fight.
Okay, Misha Tate, 13-3, taking on Kat Zingano, 7-0. Can Kat fight? She looks good.
Yeah, you know what? She's probably going to win.
Really?
Probably. It's hard to say because, you know, I haven't seen Kat against anyone at the top level. But what I've seen of her, she's pretty skilled. I think she hits harder than Tate. Her jiu-jitsu's real good. But Tate does have more experience against tougher opponents, so mm-hmm. it's a hard one. And this is a real big fight because the thing is like the winner of this fight becomes a big-time star because they're going to headline at the end of the year against Ronda Rousey. And as I think as we saw with Liz Carmouche, anyone who headlines against Ronda Rousey becomes an instant star.
Good point. We're talking about Rowdy Ronda Rousey, folks, ESPN. Has she done Playboy yet?
No.
Okay, ESPN Magazine. She did a semi-nude piece for them. I mean, she's been all over the place. She's been on this show in the past a few times, and she is the hottest name in MMA right now as far as male or female is concerned. Now, Dave, I said that she was going to be the hottest name a year ago. She is the hottest name now. Am I exaggerating things?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. I think in some ways she is. Nick Diaz drew a lot more pay-per-view buys than her,
okay.
But she's, as far as a mainstream and soon-to-be mainstream name, she's going to be it. I'm thinking that especially like she's going to, when she coaches Ultimate Fighter, so we're talking about, you know, they're going to be filming, I think, in June, and it'll probably be airing around September. I think she's going to be really taken off right around then. But she's quite the personality, a great interview, and gets it and a tremendous athlete.
Okay. You know, she's whooped up on Victor Chinny, and evidently she threw Uriah around a couple of weeks ago as well, huh?
I didn't hear the Uriah story, but, I mean, she can – I mean, you know, she knows how to throw. I mean, she's – you know, I mean, I'm sure she could throw – you know, I mean, I would think anyone except for, like, a top-level wrestler, I think she's going to throw around. You know, anyone near her weight. I can't say, like, a 220-pound guy, okay. But –
We're talking about Ronda Rousey, folks, and she is the crossover queen as far as MMA is concerned. She's going to make the crossover. She's been on HBO. HBO Real Sports thing they did her was great.
HBO Real Sports. She's on Jim Rome several times. She's been the Jim Rome on Showtime a couple times, yeah.
And she tells it like it is. She's very against steroids. You and I are against steroids to an extent because we realize that this is a combat sports and people get hurt. They're trying to kill each other. They're not hitting baseballs out of the park. Now, Dana White has sort of taken about face as far as these TRT therapies concerned. Can you talk to me about that?
Yeah, he wasn't that negative about it at one point. But I think he sees that a lot of people have abused it, and there's a lot of questions about people getting it. It's just weird to me. Like, steroids and TRT to me are two different subjects. Okay, steroids, as far as like steroid use, if a guy wants to do steroids, it doesn't really bother me, but he should not be able to compete in sports, and certainly not in this sport with it because it's too much of a competitive advantage. As far as TRT, you know, if you need TRT for health, you absolutely should get it. But I question if it should be allowed in sports. And, I mean, I know that the argument is just getting people back to normal, but it's just too easy to abuse.
I agree.
I think that's what the big problem is that what you've had is you've had guys like, you know, like Nate Marquardt's a perfect example of this one. It's like he got a doctor to give him a prescription for TRT. You know, Nate Marquardt was on the cover of Muscle and Fitness magazine. So it's like, you know what a guy to be on the cover of Muscle and Fitness looks like. So he was, you know, a top five fighter, you know, with this problem. I mean, it's like, if you have this problem, how are you a top five fighter? You know, it's like, you know, some of the boxers where it's like, oh, their, you know, testosterone is so low. How do they get through all these years of boxing? I mean, it's like I don't say the only way, but most logically, in most cases, when you got some guy who's like, you know, a top level athlete who all of a sudden at 28, 29, 30, is needing testosterone replacement, that tells me they were doing steroids all through their 20s.
Exactly.
And so if that's the case, it's like they shouldn't be allowed to do that and fight. I'm sorry.
Well, they're being rewarded for cheating.
Yes, and in some cases, you know, they're you know, it's one thing to boost your testosterone to average levels, in which case, in theory, you're not getting a competitive advantage out of it. But you get these guys who are boosting it past the legal levels. You know, so that's not, you know, in training camp, so that's not fair at all.
Yeah.
And I just wonder, you know, I've seen guys that take TRT that are in their early 40s, and they don't look like normal 25-year-olds, okay? They, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
mm-hmm.
You look like, if it got you to where you look like a normal 40-year-old, that's one thing. When it gets you to where you look better than a normal 25-year-old, that's telling me that it's a competitive advantage. Just by looking at the guy, it's telling me that it's a competitive advantage. I'm sure it is, and it's like, and that shouldn't be allowed in sports.
Okay. Let's change gears a little bit here. Oh, I take that back. Gilbert Melendez and Benson Henderson. Benson Henderson was in the studio a couple of months ago. He's a beast, man. I Gilbert, all due respect to Gilbert, he's tough in this net, but Benson's a tough road to climb, tough fence to climb.
That's a great fight. I mean, Benson Henderson looked great in that fight with Nate Diaz in December. You know, he's really coming into his own. I kind of wish that Gilbert would have had this shot at the championship about 2 or 3 years earlier. I don't know how his shoulder is doing overall. I mean, I know he had trouble with it for months, maybe even for like a year. But Gilbert's, you know, Gilbert's a tough guy. He's only lost twice in his career, and he avenged both of those losses in rematches. And you look at his record; he's really, really good. But Benson's very confident. Benson's talking about like he's going to be breaking Anderson Silva's record for most consecutive title defenses. I don't know about that, but he's talking like that, and so that tells me he's got a lot of confidence right now.
Dave Meltzer is our guest, folks. We're talking MMA, of course. MMA is the hottest growing sport in the entire world, the fastest growing sport, no question about that. And here in the U.S., it has boxing in the rearview mirror, per se. Now, The Ultimate Fighter tonight on FX Cable, how many homes does Dave Meltzer estimate will watch this?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Homes? I think... Faber's fighting. I would like to say 1,200,000 homes.
Okay, that's not bad. That's a lot of people, man. I mean, with the NBC fights, the boxing matches have not been drawing too well, have they?
NBC Sports boxing matches? You mean on the cable?
Yeah,
no.
On the cable. No.
Yeah, but you know, nothing really draws that big on that station. But yeah, no, they haven't been doing that well.
Bellator Fighting Championships Thursday night. Bjorn Rebney. He's put together a pretty good show. His first season's over with. Give him a grade.
Yeah, that's hard. I mean, as far as just the fights, I think if you follow MMA, probably you're talking 7 or 8 out of 10 fights. I mean, shows are going to end up being pretty entertaining, and I think they were at that level. You know, where most of them were very good. As far as creating stars, I don't know. I haven't really seen it. As far as, they got a little bit, they had an idea, like with King Mo, and then, he got beat in the semifinal, so that one, they were looking at making him a big superstar, and that didn't work out. They're giving him another chance this summer, putting him in a 4-man tournament, so now he only has to win twice to get a championship fight, but that's the new thing, so.
Okay. All right, Evicta. Evicta's got Chris Cyborg Santos. She went this past week, and she won for the first time, like in 15 or 16 months after coming back from a year suspension. How does she look physically to you?
Pretty much the same. She's a great fighter. I mean, on steroids, off steroids. She still has like a her boxing's better than most. I mean, she's very, very overly aggressive. The problem with her is that I have to question her whole career because it's like you just don't look like that naturally. I mean, I don't care. You just don't look like that naturally, and she still pretty much does, and she's super strong for a woman. I know that from talking to women who fought her, and it's just like, there's strong women, but then there's super strong women, and she's super strong.
Okay. Speaking of super strong women, I've been raging about this, and I raged about it before it became a big headline. I'm talking about this Fallon Fox, the woman or the man that was born a man and now fighting as a woman down in Florida in MMA. Dave, I got 100 people, over 100. I polled over 100 people. I went to everybody I knew for the last month. I mean, people I meet on the street, people I sit with on BART, people I talk to on the phone, my other business endeavors, okay? I've asked them all, do they think it's fair for Fallon Fox being born a man and converting to a woman to fight women? They all say no. What's your take on that?
It's funny because you have the doctors who say different things. All I know is Before that anyone knew that Fallon Fox was transgender and that she was born a man, she fought for a friend of mine, okay, who saw her and had suspicions of her but did not know because she never told anyone. Mm-hmm. And when this is probably right before this thing exploded, he had told me about her, and he was just vehement about how it's not fair. And he promoted it, and he watched it, and he said, it's not fair. So I mean, to me, that tells me, no matter that it's not fair. If a promoter is telling me who can make money on this person says it's just not fair, then it probably isn't. And when you look at her, I mean, just the bone structure and everything like that. I mean, it really connotates something bad, and it's just become a very bad thing because the deal is. Like you said, I mean, I did a poll, and it was about 95-96% said that she should not be allowed to fight against other women. And I even remember, like, as a kid, and you remember this too, Pedro, with Renee Richards. Mm-hmm. Who also, by the way, Renee Richards also said that she shouldn't be allowed to fight.
Right.
Against, but what I remember about Renee Richards was Renee Richards was a good tennis player, and not world class or anything like that, but a very good college tennis player, good juniors player, and as Richard Raskin became, Renee Richards had a sex change, and then at 45, which is far too old, a 45-year-old cannot compete at the world class tennis level, went into women's tennis, and I remember watching the films of her as a kid against the other women, and she was so slow.
Yeah.
Okay, she couldn't move. She was a 45-year-old person trying to play at world-class tennis. But she, her overhand and her power was way more than any of the women. So that's saying that was an unfair advantage. If she was, you know what I'm saying? It's like if you know, I watched that, and she did really well in doubles because she didn't in doubles she didn't have to cover a court.
Good point.
And so the thing is, if it makes that much of a difference that a 45-year-old who is slow can win and beat world-class tennis players, what does that mean in fighting for a 35-year-old? You know what I'm saying?
Good point. The great Dave Meltzer, folks. One more question, Dave. I've got 10 seconds. Next superstar in the world, MMA, Chris Weidman?
If he wins,
yeah.
I just don't know he's going to win. I don't know he's going
to
win.
All the best to you, bro.
Okay, great.
The great Dave Meltzer on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
If you're looking to save money when you gas up, let me tell you about the Fuel Rewards Network program where members pay less for fuel at participating Shell stations. It's easy with the Fuel Rewards Network program, and you can pay a lot less. You won't believe how much less you can pay for Shell fuel. Members save on average 31 cents per gallon. Now that's big savings. Ever had fun filling up? Now you can when you pay less for Shell fuel with the Fuel Rewards Network program. Millions are saving big on Shell fuel. Are you?
Game Golf is revolutionizing golf, and now you can be a part of it at GameGolf.com. If you've heard about crowdfunding and wanted to get involved in all of the excitement around creative, groundbreaking companies, now you have the perfect opportunity with GameGolf.com. Game Golf lets you quickly and easily measure every aspect of your actual round. Go to GameGolf.com today to discover golf's newest and most innovative interactive technology. With Game Golf, you can track all of your shots and connect with your friends from around the corner to around the world. See your game, share your game, compare your game, and compete like never before. Graham McDowell and Lee Westwood are both early adopters, and you can be too. It's more than a great new product. It's a chance to be a part of something that will change the way golf is played. Go to GameGolf.com today and join golf's global revolution. You can see all of the perks that help make crowdfunding the most fun you'll have away from the links. Check out GameGolf.com today. Know your game. GameGolf.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
When historians look back at the meteoric rise of the world of combat sports, I'm talking about the World Extreme Cage Fighting, Strike Force, Pride Fighting Championships, and now, of course, the granddaddy of them all, the UFC, they will go back and they will realize the important role that my next guest played. I'm talking about the California kid, Uriah Faber. Uriah, welcome to Ring Talk. How the heck are you, man?
Doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
That's always a pleasure, man. Of course, the California kid, the guy that is more popular in California, actually in Sacramento, than any politician. You ever think about running for mayor up there?
I don't know. KJ's got a pretty good following, especially if he can save the Kings coming up here. He's probably one up on me.
Good point. Now,
now you're back with this Energy Orange stuff. Talk to me about Energy Orange, because it was a big rave a couple of years ago, and then it sort of went away, I thought. What happened?
Yeah, Amp Energy has all sorts of different flavors, and they took the orange away for a bit, but it's back, and it was, you know, it was about time. You know, we just did a big celebration out here in Vegas. We did a Ultimate Orange Burnout. So it was me, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Scotty Lago, and we were pulling Brody's in the parking lot at Caesars. It was pretty sweet, man.
Okay, what is Energy Orange? Because I've taken stuff like SNAC, the Sports Nutrition for Advanced Conditioning, and the Aerobatine, and the ZMA5 at night. Do you ever take that kind of stuff? The ZMA5 helps me to sleep after workouts. So my legs twitch at night, Uriah. Do yours?
Depends. My whole body hurts. I don't know if they're twitching, but
okay.
No, Amp Energy is just basically an energy drink that gives you what you need to kick into anything intense. So orange is one of the flavors that they just brought back out, and it's pretty awesome.
Okay. Now, you're a bantamweight, and now the rowdy one, Ronda Rousey, is the UFC bantamweight champion of the female division. Are you surprised that she was able to, like, handle all the pressure? Uriah, that's a lot of heat she handled, man.
I'm not surprised. She's an Olympic medalist, mm-hmm. You know. If you look at the athletes of our times, the Olympic medalists are impressive people, and she's used to media. She's used to competing and stuff like that, so I wasn't too surprised.
Uriah Faber is our guest, folks. Some fighters go to the School of Hard Knocks and get their diploma. My guest got his diploma from the University of Davis in California. Now, that's a big veterinary place up there. That's why I brought my cancer-stricken dog. They're pretty good up there as far as the vets are concerned. Do you enjoy Davis?
I did. I enjoyed Davis. They've also got a good viticulture. They've got some winemaking known for that out there, and agricultural in general. But, they take care of the animals, and it's a good time. I love Davis. It was a fun school to be at. I went there for 5 years, and I coached there for a couple of years also as a wrestling coach. So I love that place.
Uriah, what are you still in with the Team Alpha Male thing? I remember you started that a long time ago. You still with that?
Yeah, we've been going for years now. I mean, Team Alpha Male has grown. We've got some of the best fighters in the world on the team, and the numbers are getting up there. We just hired Dwayne Bang Ludwig to be a head coach for us. We've got about 30-some-odd guys that are climbing the ranks.
Okay. When you talk about the meteoric rise of the world of extreme cage fighting or the UFC, mixed martial arts, combat sports, call it what you want, can you point at one thing in particular, Ryan, and say this was the catalyst or this really helped it get it going? Is there any one thing in particular?
There's no secret. The actual Ultimate Fighter, the first series, the beginning of that series was the real catalyst, because before it was just a fighting game that people, you know, looked at with, you know, kind of down on. Mm-hmm. When they realized that they're individuals that are dedicated and hardworking and pushed through adversity and got to know the personalities a little bit, and then they saw, you know, the whole understanding of how the thing works that really put us over the top. So Zuffa buying the company with Dana White and Lorenzo Fertitta and Frank Fertitta, and then them putting on that reality show was the big kicker.
Okay. We're talking to Uriah Faber, folks, the California kid. That's right out of Sacramento, California. It's not actually Sacramento. That's where you fight out of. But you're located in where, Lincoln?
No, I went to high school in Lincoln, but I live in Sacramento.
Okay.
My gym's downtown Sacramento, 17th and I, and my house is not too far from there.
Don't put that out. Don't put that out, please. We don't want people stalking and sitting in front of your house. So let's talk about the gym. Now, you're training guys and you're working out guys. What are the hours of the gym? Has the gym got a website?
Yeah, it's ultimatefitness.pro is our website, and the hours are 7 a.m. to about 9 at night, and we practice all day. You know, we have morning practices and some in the evening, and there's classes that go all day for the general public as well.
Okay, February 23rd, you came back with a huge win over Ivan Menihar. I mean, it was a huge win. Rear naked choke. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, it was a great fight. I actually fought him in 2006, so it was a rematch. It was kind of some unfinished business because it was disqualification the time before that. That's how I got the victory, and this time it was, left nothing to discretion and got it done. He's a very tough fighter, so it was a great win.
Okay, who wins in this upcoming heavyweight title match they're talking about? The giant Silva or the champion Cain Velasquez? I mean, the way Silva was annihilated by Cain Velasquez last May, Can he come back? Is there a chance he could turn the tables on the champ here or what?
This is a sport where you never count anyone out. I definitely feel like Cain Velasquez is the favorite there. We saw what happened last time, but I've known Cain for a long time because he wrestled in the Pac-10 when I was coaching there, and he's a tough dude, great conditioning, but the giant Silva is all about, Bigfoot Silva is about believing in himself. He said that, I don't care what anybody else thinks, I believe in myself, and that's something that you have to take serious.
No offense intended, but the guy could easily play King Kong without a mask.
Man, he's a unique-looking dude. He's a big guy.
You know what? You and I handled that well, didn't we? I mean, he's a unique-looking guy. I handled it well. You handled it well. We didn't say the guy looks like King Kong, but he sort of does. he really sort of does. Georgia St. Pierre is going to take on Nick Diaz. Nick Diaz out here in California, of course, has had his issues as far as showing up press conferences and things like that. And then he got upset because they flew him into coach on a recent press conference deal. Does Nick got a shot here, or is Nick just swimming in water?
Oh, he's got a very good shot. I think the strongest part of Nick's game is his mental game. And I think George St. Pierre is an incredible athlete, incredible mixed martial artist. But when it comes down to two minds going to battle, Diaz is going to be in there to the bitter end and has a chance to win for sure. I mean, I've trained with the Diaz brothers, so they have a zapping type of pace that is really deceiving. He can, they throw a lot of punches and they sit right in your face. So if Diaz can avoid being held down for a long period of time, I think he's going to have a big advantage.
Okay. Uriah Faber is our guest, folks. Of course, we're talking about the return of AMP Energy. That's right, the AMP Energy Orange, and it's been gone for a while. It's back on the market. Now, it's part of the Pepsi line, isn't it? I mean, originally, wasn't Pepsi owning this?
Oh, they still do.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a fan of everything Pepsi, and AMP Energy is my favorite. But, Pepsi's behind the brand.
You're right. I'm going to tell you a little secret about my – I have a fetish, okay? I'm a junkie to an extent. I have a drug problem. You know what it's with?
What's that?
Mexican Pepsi. not American Pepsi. The Mexican Pepsi. It's got the real sugar in it and things like that. The old recipe. I mean, I pay like $1 a bottle for a little small bottle where I can get like 2 liters for a buck at the store of regular Pepsi, but I dig this Mexican Pepsi. I'm a Pepsi guy.
I've got a place in Mexico, but I don't know if I've had the Mexican Pepsi.
What's a place in Mexico? What, to train, to kick back? What? For what?
Yeah, to kick back, relax. It's in Puerto Vallarta. It's beautiful there. So I actually own half of it with a family friend, and it's beautiful, man. I love to go back to Mexico and kick back a bit.
Now, you're 33 years old. Do you feel 33? You don't look it. You don't sound it.
I'm not sure. I don't know how people feel at 33. I feel the same as I did when I was 18, 19. So I guess I feel 33, but depends who you're asking to compare it to.
Okay. Will you explain to our listeners what it's like to cut weight? I've lost 40 pounds, but I've done it running. I used to box. So I just went back to boxing training and lost 40 pounds, 45 pounds. But explain to people what it's like to cut weight, because you've come down from 35 to 45 to 35, and you're campaigning at 135 now in the bantamweight division. In the UFC, what's it like to cut those? I mean, you cut 10 pounds off of a pretty lean body to begin with.
Yeah, I cut 20 pounds off of a lean body.
Okay.
And it's intense. It takes just knowing your body. You got to understand foods and how they work and their function and really trick your body into shedding or gaining a bunch of weight. And I think I put on 17 to 19 pounds after my last weigh-in in about 8 or 9 hours. So.
And people don't realize the pain. Uriah, tell them. You're sitting there. I mean, I'm smiling at weigh-ins and this and that, taking pictures, and inside I'm going, I'm dying, I'm dying.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. The last 5 pounds or so can be brutal, but, it's all for the bigger reward.
That's true. I know they my weight limit back in the day, and I've been retired a long time, that was 139, and then they moved it to 141, Uriah. And 139 was a killer for me. 141 was easy as heck. But
yeah.
130, so they change it after I retire.
That's a trip, man. Just a couple pounds can be the world, when you're talking about fluids and electrolytes and sodium and all that good stuff.
Okay, so AMP Energy Orange is back on the market, right? All the stores and all the retail outlets and things like that?
AMP Energy is back with the orange flavor, which is awesome. And, if you haven't had it, you got to try it. Have you had it?
Yeah, I've had it. I like the little jolt it gives you.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm into jolts. I mean, I sit there and I run every morning, or at least every day. I try to run every day, about 6 days a week. And, you know, a lot of days you don't want to do it. When you pump yourself up a few supplements, this and that, get a little caffeine in your bloodstream, you know, you get the juices flowing. You want to do it.
Oh, yeah. No, it gives you that edge for sure. And I like the green one also, but I'm pumped the orange is back.
Okay, last question for the iconic figure from Sacramento, California, Uriah Faber. When do you fight next in the UFC and whom?
I'm fighting Scotty Jorgensen April 13th at Mandalay Bay. It's the main event for the Tough finale. It's going to be an awesome fight, man. I'm looking forward to a battle.
That will be on FX Cable. What date is that?
That's April 13th.
Circle that date on your calendar, folks, April the 13th. Uriah Faber, all the best to you, my brother. Always a pleasure to spend some time with you, and good luck in the future. And anytime you want to come back, you just call Pedro, and you got it.
You got it, Pedro. Lay off the Mexican Pepsis.
All right. Uriah Faber, folks, the California Kid on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
What you see, is what you get.
If you or someone you love suffers from alcohol or drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We're the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accept PPO private insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral line today at 888-323-8561. The call is free, 888-323-8561. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Hi, this is Acosta Solutionist, host of My Cool Inventions radio show. Putting on a few extra pounds? Who isn't? What if all this famous TV doctor stuff about green coffee extract really worked? What if these people really are losing 17 pounds in 22 weeks like he says? Well, stop spending all you can afford. We found a great formula found right here in America. It's the real thing. I changed my lifestyle and I'm losing weight. You should too. A 30-day supply of green coffee extract normally sells for $39.99. But if you act right now, we'll triple that offer. That's not 1 month supply. That's a 3 month supply, still only $39.99. Can't beat that. Call 1-800-680-0701. That's 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com. That's mycoolgadgets.com to claim your offer. If you don't lose the weight, send back the bottles and we'll refund the money you spent on the bottle. How cool is that? Call 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com right now to get your green coffee extract. What do you have to lose? Oh, yeah. Your weight.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at her rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I am the Tower of Power here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, and I defended that belt for better than 28 years straight up. It's been a great show today. We're talking about the first hour. Wow, Larry Merchant, the HBO godfather and the undefeated heavyweight sensation from the UK. I'm talking about Tyson Fury. That's in the boxing hour on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the MMA hour, God, Uriah Faber, one of the hottest, most iconic figures in the world of MMA, of course, the WEC cage fighting champion. He crossed over to the UFC. I mean, he's a rage. He gets good pay-per-view buys. Of course, he's taking on Scotty Jorgensen tonight on FX Cable in the Ultimate Fighter finale, Caesar 16, season 17. Man, I can't believe it. You know, Uriah said the key to the UFC and it being successful was the fact that that first UFC Ultimate Fighter series went down on Spike TV, and he said that was a crossover. That made the masses crossover to the UFC. Well, guess what? It worked. Let's talk about a couple things before I let you go. I'm happy with Bellator, no question about that. WrestleMania last week, I watched clips of it. Wasn't all that impressed. The bottom line is The Rock is a tremendous, sensational attraction, and he's a good athlete, but that's about it. Dwayne Johnson's a good, you know, didn't bring nothing. He knew he wasn't going to win. He's not going to wrestle full time. Of course, that was WrestleMania and the main event. Straight up, professional wrestling not looking all that good. TNA wrestling on Thursday nights. I'm talking about Impact Wrestling. They have sunk to new lows as far as ratings are concerned. I mean, they're drawing below a 1 now. And before they were drawing a 1.4, a 1.5. I mean, we thought that a couple of years ago, I was of the opinion that TNA and Impact Wrestling were going to step up. They were going to make some big moves. And they were signing guys like Jeff Hardy and Kurt Angle and people like that, but they just never made the transition. They couldn't go from being like number 3 or number 4 to number 2. And yeah, they are number 2, but they're sort of like a weak number 2. I mean, they really are. You got to give some of these other promotions in the world from Mexico and All Japan Wrestling and things like that. You got to give them the upper hand even on TNA. So until Dixie Carter gets her act together, Pedro's not watching TNA Impact Wrestling anymore. Thursday nights, Spike TV, I'll watch Bellator. And that comes on after the wrestling matches, and that's about it. Until the Impact Wrestling card comes back to, I don't know what happened. I mean, the storylines went off. The wrestling matches seemed to lack spark. I mean, they kept putting the same guys in over and over again. They're not doing as much with the women as they used to do. The X division's gone. So the bottom line is TNA Impact Wrestling with Hulk Hogan in charge, it's the pits. Every time Hulk Hogan gets involved with a company, they lose millions upon millions, almost billions of bucks. So the bottom line is Dixie Carter, those people from the Panda Corporation, they should back away from Hulk Hogan just as quick as they can. Now, don't forget, tonight, live on FX Cable, folks, the Ultimate Fighter finale. Of course, Scotty Jorgensen going up. Well, he's probably going to have to defy long odds to beat Uriah Faber. Probably 4 or 5 to 1 odds, but I think Uriah's going to win that main event. FX Cable tonight, Saturday, the Ultimate Fighter finale. Want to thank my guests, and I'll go through it one more time. The Boxing Hour, Larry Merchant, Tyson Fury. The MMA Hour, the great Dave Meltzer, and of course, the iconic one, Uriah Faber. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, you'll catch us each Saturday at 11 a.m. and each Sunday at 11 a.m. right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Till next time, much peace, much respect, and don't forget, it is so.